Hi, everybody. This is the Script Cabinet, or hi, this is Kaylee. And, wow, this is scary. It's September. It's gonna get cold real soon, and pumpkin spice and apples will be all around, and I will be very happy. But that's not the point of this audio. The point of this audio is that I was thinking about doing a monthly ramble, just like a month in review kind of thing. And there are a couple things, actually, that I would like to talk about in terms of August, as well as what I'm planning for in the future. And now, this is going to be kind of weird because I never actually got, like, I don't have anything really written down. It's just, I'm just going to go look in my files and see exactly what I just did. And yeah, I'm going to write it like that. So first of all, thank you for 600 subscribers. Well, right now I'm at 621 and I appreciate every single one of you. And now let's see, for August. Well, one of the main things that I have changed is that, by the way, sorry if my voice sounds very rapsy, because I just finished up recording a couple audios, so you're bound to hear that sometime in the near future. But let's see. The main thing that I changed, the main decision that I did for my channel was to not do any more Not Safe for Work previews. And the reason because of that is because I am almost to that point. I'm getting closer and closer to that point where YouTube could consider me for monetization. And for that, I can't have any, like, remotely sexual content on my YouTube channel, which is fine. So that's just one of those steps where I'm going for it, because the previews always just felt like that extra step that felt almost like for naught. I mean, sure, it directed people to my Not Safe for Work content, but I feel like if I wanted to do previews, I could, like, reformat them, like, kind of like how other people, like, describe the audio. They give them a synopsis, and then they tell them to go to their Patreon, except I don't have a Patreon yet. So, which, that's another detail, which I will go to next. So I stopped doing Not Safe for Work audios, and all my Not Safe for Work audios are on my Reddit, as well as my Index of All Audios, which I always link in the description. So let's see, for this month, it's kind of a little bit hard to organize anything, but I guess, in fact, where did I start with? Let me get my calendar out. Okay, August. It began with padded chapter 19, and that eventually led up to the last chapter of what I'm calling the first arc of padded, which I am still writing up. That will come. That will come. Don't you worry. But, yeah. I felt like a lot of people were confused about the ending. Well, not the official end of padded. Just the last episode before I started my break on the ABDL topic. And, if you haven't listened to it, go ahead. Like, it's out there. It's there. excuse me. I felt like it really did well. It might have been a little bit confusing, but don't worry. Everything will get an explanation in the next audio. And that episode did really well, except after that episode, the views on my channel has not been the best, not gonna lie. I'm very happy that that series is popular, but also me going off the path a little bit to do other things that I've wanted to do. It's been worth it, but not at the same time, because I don't really want to pay attention to the algorithms too much. I want to do things that I enjoy performing, and I like to do that kind of content. I don't want to do just strictly padded audios. And I guess that was just one thing that I was sort of afraid of, was that people wouldn't prefer, like, the other audios that are performed as, like, one-shots, except for my mermaid series, which I got very good going on in Reddit. And I really appreciate the writers for writing those up for me. And let's see. Harlequin was all right. The Your Harlequin Has a Confession was all right. I really enjoyed doing that because it was F for F. Except, I just wish that it did a little bit better. I feel like it didn't gain that much traction on Reddit. It might have just gotten buried because of the time I posted it. Within the cards was a sort of improv-y audio. Like, I had certain sections where I knew what I wanted to say, but in between, I made it like an actual reading. So, people seem to enjoy that. It's got a lot of jokes in it, but on YouTube, it's kind of been slipping. So, I mean, that's okay. Let's see. I also did a little children's story called Heather and the Train, which I really enjoyed. And I'm glad that it's gotten quite a bit of likes. I really like doing readings, and I hope to do more in the future. I'm just trying to find content that is free to the public domain. Like, I've thought of poems, like, from Edgar Allan Poe, or, like, probably not Robert Frost. I don't really care for that one, but, like, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, I could do that. If you have any suggestions, please leave them in the comments below. But there was also this one story that I really want to do, except I'm not quite sure if it's in the public domain yet, because it has been 100 years since it was published. But I don't think it's going to be popular because nobody's ever heard of it. And also, if I read it, I'd be reading it in the perspective of the father. So it might be a little confusing, but I digress. Let's move on. So, your mermaid friend comforts you and talks about being sad. Now, that one I enjoyed. And I said a lot of things in that audio, and a lot of things were written in that audio that I really wish that I had said to myself as well. And I feel like you can also tell in that audio just how realistic it was for me. And, yeah, how much I really, really needed that. Oh, I totally forgot. I did a story time about my pets. It was just a ramble about my pets. And I don't know if my subscribers or my listeners like rambles. I mean, I like rambles from other people because, I don't know, it gives me a sense of them. It's more casual, it's more talkative instead of performance, and sometimes I like that. Just somebody talking to me instead of someone performing to me. Like, you understand? But, yeah, the rambles don't do that well, but, I do plan on doing more story times because just for the people that like it. And if you do like it, please tell me. Tell me what you like me to talk about, because I probably will. Okay, let's see. Oh, the last thing I did on YouTube was, so Cardlin Audio did a cover on a Twitch stream of Crazy in Love by Beyonce and Jay-Z, and I didn't expect that one to do as well as it did, but I hope you get a laugh out of it if you do decide to listen to it, because I just did that all in one take, and that was pretty funny, and I'm pretty sure I messed up some of the lyrics just because I preferred the Great Gatsby version of the song over the original, and that's why I mixed up some of the lyrics. Or maybe, like, in my head, the lyrics were this, and I just tried to connect it, and then it was just the way it is, and I decided not to delete it because it was so funny. Have a little drink. Okay. Now let's go to Reddit. What did I not advertise? I did not advertise on YouTube. You don't need all those muscles, babe. And oh my god, I have never had an audio blow up so much overnight. Like, even as I was editing it, I was like, this isn't gonna do well. This is an old script. I don't think anybody's gonna like it. I'm just gonna do this. I'm just gonna do as best as I can. And I'm not even gonna care about sound effects all that much. But then I wake up about 500 upvotes and like 2 awards. And I'm like, what the fuck? But I am very happy with the comments that are there and how much the guys that listen to the audio, because it is F for M. It's an F for M audio. how much they loved the body appreciation, which, thank you for that. Thank you very much. Oh, and another thing I didn't advertise, which I think that was the last audio. Yeah, that was the last audio I did, was an F for F. The sea witch returns and demands you to pay your debt. Now, this was a script. It was a rape script that I wrote based off The Little Mermaid. And I just wanted to do my own thing. And yes, it is based off of Ursula. And it is based on the book as well. I mixed both the Disney and the original story together. And the traction is good. I can see people have been listening to it, but people haven't really been upvoting it. But I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. The listeners are going to do what they want. But just after I sent it out, I felt really proud. But now I kind of feel like I'm unoriginal because of all the other mermaid audios that I've done. But this was me. It was purely my writing, which I haven't done in quite a long time. I've mainly been doing script fills. And I felt proud. I just wrote it out. And that was a night where I just felt like writing out anything and everything. And this is what, that was the product of it. And yes. So the last thing I want to talk about is, and this is a difficult subject for me because of what's happening in the world right now. Using the P word being Patreon, my main issue has been timing. Because, I mean, there were a few suggestions for me to start making audios and having people pay for them so they can support me, but my problem is, the reason I've been, like, pulling it off for so long and, like, putting it off is because, well, as I've said, timing. Timing is very terrible because the pandemic happened. People are just now starting to get the hang of the world and paying off their rent and getting jobs and stuff. But there's still a lot of people in this world that don't have jobs and they're living off of unemployment and it sucks. And so I haven't, like, Patreon has always been on my mind since I've hit like 500 subscribers. And that hasn't been long ago. So part of me was like, okay, should I make one when I hit 1,000? Is that enough? Well, certainly out of 1,000, people would start to consider to support me. But then it's also the factor in of what can I give them? What can I do? Do I have the time management skills to actually put off extra, like to put out extra audios every month? And then, well, how do I say this? So I would never ever want to put my listeners in a position where they had to decide between groceries and content, like on Patreon, right? I've never wanted that to happen. And that's why I've been holding off on even thinking about starting a Patreon just yet. It's just because 2020 is a shit year. And like most of us, we can't really afford it. But if I do start up one, and you would like to support me, I would greatly appreciate you. But that's not going to happen for quite some time. And when it does happen, I'll let you know. But the reason I want to talk about this is because, actually, if I did start a Patreon, I would like to know what you people would want. What would my listeners want? And you can leave them in the comments below if you'd like. Because, you know, I've thought about, like, exclusive audios, of course, or having patrons vote on what audio should be next, or like, what should I talk about in rambles with story times, exclusive, readings as well. So just all these things coming together. I would really love that kind of feedback because sometimes I'm stumped on what my audience actually wants, and I could really use your help. And I think that is a very good, yes, I've been going on for about 15 minutes. That's a very good month in review, as well as a little call for response for everybody. And yes, it is a lovely day outside. I think I might do something later, and I hope you're having a fantastic day too. Love y'all. Bye.